This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
It's the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. We are at the Truist Championship at the Philadelphia Cricket Club. We will have Ike's latest Truist Championship update in about a half an hour.
We got movement.
At 3:30. Uh-oh. On the golf or
leaderboard.
Or your FanDuel odds.
Yeah.
Well, Ike kept walking past at the driving range. He's like, I got money on him. I got money on this guy.
I should bet while we're here.
Guys. Yeah,
I've never bet
guys.
On golf before.
Betting on golf is great.
It is great.
If your golfer's in it, it's awesome.
Yep.
Obviously, right. You could lose money very quickly. But if they're in it on Sunday, like watching Rory at the Masters, it was remarkable.
Yep.
All right, 215-592-9494. Are the Phillies back or not? Speaking of the Phillies, we got our Phillies guy here. Might as well talk about him.
It's time for the High Hopes Jackie Baseball Report. Jackie Baseball.
You can hear it in my tone.
So inside the show again, because you'd like to do that here.
Yeah.
The other day, Buzz, when we ripped him for we thought he was late on maybe the top 5 and 5 sounder.
Yeah.
He was blaming the delay. Right, and he was stormed out of the studio, was venting to Morgenstein about it.
Oh, he's got Morgenstein sold him out, I guess.
Very upset.
Yep.
Very upset. And Buzz, was that the delay we heard, or did you just misfire?
No, that was me not reading Spike's tone correctly.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
All right. At least he's honest.
Yeah.
Maybe 5:30 Creed won't be delayed though. You know. I think we're hardwired here. That's the rumor.
People are gonna stare.
People are gonna stare. And maybe we'll bring the lady over that's been yelling for the last since 8 a.m.
God bless her, by the way.
She is a trooper.
I think she finally took a break.
Yep.
She needs a water break.
In front of us, they have the Truist Championship fan experience, and there's a woman standing out front basically, you know, sort of telling people what's in there and getting them excited. She's been going nonstop, like truly at the top of her lungs.
Yep.
Nonstop.
Getting people into by saying we got air in here.
Yeah,
it's air conditioning.
It's hot out here.
Yeah,
you know?
All right, a couple things before I guess the big topic of the I Hope Jackie Baseball Report. First, news and notes. Andrew Painter in Lehigh Valley tonight, baby.
Oh, really?
Yeah, so he's pitching for the Iron Pigs tonight.
That's exciting.
It's exciting, but it's also he's so close to the big leagues.
Yeah.
I mean, he's obviously one step away.
It feels like he may be coming earlier than we thought.
I know they said July. There's no way he's going to be in Lehigh Valley for another month.
Because what's the if he's only going to throw so many pitches this year? What's the sense of him throwing all these pitches at
Triple A?
You don't want to waste the bullets. Mike.
No,
you don't want to waste the bullets. So they're going to have to make a decision here soon. You know, I mean, they already put Taiwan back in the bullpen. Maybe that's when they go 6-man rotation because they didn't want to do it now. Maybe. But
and he was already definitive about
he's not going.
Painter's not going in the bullpen.
Yes.
So
yes. So I mean, obviously, it's dependent upon him pitching well. He can't go up there and get shelled and get called up.
Right.
But man, like the Andrew Painter experience is less than a month away. It seems like
that's pretty exciting.
I gotta admit, that was one of my things I was excited about for the season.
Yeah.
Right? It's like whenever he comes up, I'm ready to see him. I'm ready to see what he can do.
Yeah. I mean, that's a big moment when he comes
up.
It's a big moment for the organization. It's a big moment for the team this year.
Well, because he's there.
future.
I love Aiden Miller. I love Justin Crawford. But when people look around baseball,
this guy's the diamond.
When people look around baseball, it's like, wow, we don't have like our Tatis. We don't have our young suit. Andrew Painter's supposed to be that. He's supposed to be that.
And so, I like a baseball team with an actual ace on the team.
Yes.
Yeah.
Well, and a number one, you know, I remember when there's Skeens last year. Now he's not having a great year this year, but Skeens, that's exciting.
Yep.
When the Nationals had Strasburg, that was incredibly exciting.
Early Matt Harvey. Like
David Price. I remember all those guys.
Yeah. Now, David Price, well, see, people have brought him up as a comparison for Painter from the standpoint of put him
hey,
in the
bullpen. Is that guy mowed the camera?
A little bit like the camera.
Yeah, anyway, go ahead.
But the difference between Price and Painter from a bullpen perspective is that David Price had been at Vanderbilt. He was like a older arm.
Okay.
He's more like Andrew Painter's obviously a more of a younger arm. Regardless, not to
very exciting.
It's awesome. Looking forward to it.
Oh yeah, he's not going to the pen.
No, he's not.
Can you watch that game on the internet or something? Yeah, okay.
You know, Jackie baseball is going to be locked in.
Yeah. Locked in.
So I have the Andrew Painter report tomorrow as a part of that. Jackie baseball report.
Yeah, of course.
All right. I'll get on that. Second thing here is the Phillies executed a suicide squeeze last night. I mean, if there's not a headline from last night's ball game, Johan Rojas and the Phillies executing a suicide squeeze. I was told they couldn't play small ball.
Well, and when I was
the last time I seen a suicide sweep.
Oh, we were at the Casey's in Drexel Hill. Obviously, a great time. I damn near had to shut the bar down. So what was that?
The other thing that happened, Jack, I mentioned to you this that Stocker mentioned this last time. Rojas laid down a bunt. Is that he squared up too early and let everybody know it was coming? But yesterday he didn't.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like he brought it out and bunted, and it was a tough pitch to bunt.
Yeah.
It was in on his hands or whatever.
And he bunted it to the right side.
Yeah.
Not the right side. The correct
spot.
Yeah, to
the correct side.
Yeah. That was
he's man. I'm starting to get a little
Rojas
lost up.
Well, I don't believe that yet.
He's not a disaster up there though.
No.
For the 9-hole hitter, if he can get the bunts down and get a base hit every single night, steal some bags, play good defense. Yeah. I don't know. Hugh might have been right about Rojas.
Well, let's slow down.
Hugh's Rojas talking.
Yeah.
And then final thing before the big thing. So Ruben Amaro Jr. on the Phillies show yesterday gave some insight as to maybe what is happening with the Kyle Schwarber contract situation.
Oh.
He keeps getting better with age, sort of. But the beauty of this guy is that he's really put himself in a position to make more consistent contact through the middle of the field. He can get hits. He can drive the ball the other way like he did last night. And he seems to be getting better, like, as he gets older. So it's going to be an interesting one. I mean, it's not about the money. It's about the length of the contract.
Well, which is what we've heard before. Faulty reporting, but the early kind of words seemed like the Phillies were comfortable with 2 years.
Nah.
And Schwarber won. You can't do that now.
Yeah, you can't do that now.
Well,
but the number seems like 400.
You know what's funny is he says it's not about the money, it's about the years.
Well, it's about the money. Yeah.
It's
money
more
comes
years
with the years.
Oh, money.
Yes.
I'm sure they'd give him 4 years, $8 million a year. You know, I'm sure they would have no problem with it. It's how much money they're getting. I know AAV is important in that, but like.
I agree with you.
Yeah, but saying it's not about the money, it's about the years. Well, more years, I think he just runs more money. Yeah, so.
It's crazy he's going to end up with probably a longer contract and more money than when he originally signed, and he's older.
Yes. Well, he's gotten better.
So what was the first deal?
I believe it was he signed 22, maybe after 25. I think it was $480.
Yeah, he's going to end up with more.
Oh, Cassidy got the 100.
Cassidy got 100.
Oh, okay. Yeah. But I knew one of them did.
Now it was an extra year.
Oh, yeah, you got a five-year deal?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So it's just he's been worth the money so far, obviously, so far this year. He's leading the National League in home runs.
No, he's been worth it. Yeah,
yeah he's been awesome.
He's been worth it, and you want to keep him.
Yeah, hopefully.
Yeah, not, dude, they're keeping Schwarber.
Have to keep Schwarber. Yeah. So, and the final thing I wanted to talk about here, because he's been, again, hitting 400-ish his last 16 games. And the interesting part about Trey is you're starting to see, I think, now he had flashed of this last year. We're not going to pretend like he was hitting 330 at one point, but he looks.
I'm saying he got hurt.
We're starting to see.
He pulled his hammy.
We're starting to see the Trey speed. You know, there's been a couple times down there where he looks really, really fast.
Especially at home plate. That's what I really like seeing.
Well, he has that slide where he takes like a wide angle and taps it with his hand. And we were talking to LA yesterday when he scored on that Schwarber bloop to right from second. That was full speed Trey.
Like, I think this is. He's not going to be on a hot streak like he is now for the rest of this year, but this is the closest to the guy that we've seen that they signed a couple years ago.
Yeah.
So that's huge. But where is, like, the Trey trust meter because I think that he's of all the guys, I think he is the one that currently draws the most ire of like the star players. Mm-hmm. And I just wonder if I don't think people are like there he is, there's our guy yet. But where's the Trey trust meter at?
Well, for me, listen, I've lowered expectations. So I think he's going to hit for average, right? As long as he's getting on base, and if he can get on base and wreak a little havoc out there by stealing some bases,
yep,
I'll be good with that. He'll hit a few over the fence here or there. If he ends up the season with 20 home runs, I guess that's acceptable.
He's only got two.
Yeah, I know. Yep. Yeah, I know. But, yeah, I think when you're at the top of that lineup, if you're constantly getting Stott and Trey Turner on base, that's what you want.
Yeah.
What you want. That's what Bryce and Schwarber has to come through and Cassidy have to come through driving them in.
And it was nice last night. So Stott started off the game with a 3-pitch strikeout. Mm-hmm. It was 3 pitches, I believe. If not 3, it was 4. Trey then worked an 11-pitch at bat. I mean, we just haven't seen that from him, you know?
Yeah, I think the thing that I need from him is – so when you're looking at numbers, and I looked at his OBP is great. His OPS is still like 770.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, when you're singling them to death like he is here, it's just like – it's a very hard pace to keep up getting this many hits just in terms of overall production. And I'm fine if he's not hitting home runs or anything like that, but they're just – there needs to be a little bit more. And maybe him jumping on that pitch last night and hitting a home run, like maybe he just – he sort of took it all back to basics – became a singles get on base guy and is going to open it up a little bit.
That's the hope.
I just need him to open it up a little bit. I don't need him to hit 25 home runs. I don't need him to hit 20. But like
20 would be nice. But
I guess my thing is it's going to be real hard to stay productive from a numbers standpoint hitting as many singles as he is because it's going to be hard to keep hitting that many singles.
We can't be Ben Revere. We can't be Ben Revere.
It's tough. Well, you know what I mean?
Yeah. I think it is he wants to get the swing path down.
Yeah.
Get the singles up to where swing's in a good spot. And as the summer rolls on, I think we'll start to see more power.
I even think that single he hit to the right side yesterday when there was a big gap on the right, it looked like he did that on purpose.
Yes, totally agree.
And that's like that shows a sort of bat control that he didn't have close to last year.
Yep.
You know what I mean? When he's just swinging for the fences. And that looked like that side of the infield is open. I'm going to put the ball over there and get a base hit. And I thought that was pretty impressive.
By the way, before people freak out, yes, I know it was a safety squeeze instead of a suicide squeeze.
Oh, is that what you said, suicide?
I said suicide squeeze. Suicide squeeze is a pure suicide squeeze. Safety squeeze is a little more risk averse.
Well,
my goodness.
I know. Listen, for the baseball, for the seam heads out there, I could feel the
squeeze. So suicide
coming.
Squeeze is where JT just bolts.
Yeah.
And then safety squeeze, he waits down.
The balls down.
Yep.
Right. By the way, Spike, listen.
Yeah.
A lot of people just saying hi to Ike here, which I get it, you know.
Well, like, people are saying hi to us.
Nah, I know, but a lot more. There's Ike. There's three people on the show.
Can I tell a quick Ike at Truist story?
Sure.
Quick Ike at Truist Championship story. So we all go into the – this isn't about you, Ike. It is about people around you. Mm-hmm. So we go into the pro shop or whatever behind us or where they're selling all the merch. That's not the pro shop, right? What is that?
Fan shop.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company, from America for America.
And it's not like Arizona where you pay $20 to get in.
No. Yeah, not like Super Bowl. You could actually just walk in and see if you want to buy anything. So we walk in. We walk in and, you know, see stuff to buy. And Ike says to me, you know, at an elevated tone, I forgot my credit card. And I hear a guy go, yeah, well, Ike, you don't need a credit card here.
Yeah, your money's not good here, Ike.
The guy didn't even work there.
I know. Yeah. He doesn't have the jurisdiction to do that.
Yeah, Ike exactly. needs his credit card.
Exactly.
Yeah, what are you, insane? It's like you think this guy just walks around Philly, doesn't have to pay for anything?
He didn't even win the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
That's a good point. That's a good point.
I was just like, oh, man. This is not the sort of response I thought we would get at a golf tournament. That is the best thing I can say about the Truist Championship is like, man, there's WIP people all crawling all over this place, which I love.
Well, crawling's an interesting term.
Yeah.
I would say.
Yeah, Ike.
Yeah, he's nice and good here, Ike.
You don't need a credit card here.
I would love
give him whatever he wants.
Yeah, go up to the front desk, people.
I was going to say, that didn't work when I got up there to the cashier. No. Yeah.
Not even close. Couldn't find anything in there under $80.
215-592-9494. Yoshi in Brewerytown, you're on WIP. What's up, Yoshi?
My man, Spike, Big Ike, Jackie, baby.
Yoshi, someone was asking if you were going to call today.
How about that? Somebody did ask.
Who asked about that? I'm coming in a little late. Who asked?
Well, it was a listener of the show. Somebody that listens to the show.
I'm on the phone. If you're listening, I'm on the phone. Thank you for asking about me. I'm on the phone. Stop hating on Ike, man. The boy played for the daggone Philadelphia Eagles for 6 years. He's a pro bowler.
Only six?
Seven years.
Went to the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
He did.
Famous, man.
No, I know.
Well, how about this, Yo?
He's a turned
cool
into
dude.
A good dude. I know
well,
that.
I'm much more popular now than I was as an Eagle.
But
being as though you're so popular and you're in the city and you play for the Birds.
Talk to him.
Majority of your football life. And you're approachable, man. What's
Talk
like,
to
I,
him.
I look at you in Chicken Peace. You're a very approachable young man.
Young.
Well, I appreciate that.
There's a five in front of
him. He's got an ARP card.
Yeah, we both
do. Hey, Ike. Am I gassing you up, bro?
No, I love it. Go ahead, brother. Yeah, I appreciate it.
Hey, I'm your hype man, baby.
Yes,
I'm your hype man.
It.
I got you. I told you, me and you riding shotgun, baby. We world champs.
Look. That's right. Back to back, baby. We going back to back.
Going back, like, hey, like, well, I'm a Kendrick dude, but like Drake, back to back, yeah. Hey, man, what's the name? Look, Cassie balling, daggone Trey a weirdo, Bryce ain't alive yet.
Bone
hitting the ball again, he getting his mojo back. What's the name? Look, they all right. I was never out on them. I just said the boys are running their course. You know, they're just doing what they doing. What's the name? They running their course. They ain't been losers yet. They still been above 500 or at 500, what's the name? Just
let them
run their course, what's the name? You know, we just going to keep going like that. Now, we get late in the season and they stinking it up, then I'm out. But, Jack, I'm with you on that, what's the name? You need to stop giving up so fast. But you know what?
I when never gave up.
Yeah, he gave up.
No,
he did.
No.
He said they're real.
When you give up, they actually, what's the name, get hot.
No, I know. That's why I do it every year.
Maybe Trey be up in there like that weird dude that was hugging me, what's the name, ain't don't like us no more. Let's show him something. You know, so it works out. You know what I'm talking about? And I'm with Spike. Spike, it's like you're not rooting for the Celtics. But you don't want New York to win because they are like Dallas Cowboy fans right now. They're so
annoying. Yes. Oh, yeah.
They're annoying. And I have family, what's the name, that live in the Bronx and from Long Island. And they are annoying.
They are more annoying than any other New York fan. It's not even close.
Bro,
yes.
They came down to our stadium last year and just act the fool. What's the name? It's like you want both of them to get the flu and nobody can finish the series one thing for 7 years or something like that. But you don't want New York to win. They are right next door to us. I don't even be hearing about no Boston fans, what's the name, for real. Like, every every once in a while you see it in a blue moon, you see a dude with a Boston hat on, and you might have your Sixers hat on, and he pointing at you and smiling, and you be like, you know, I can't even say what I would say on the radio, but it's a DH, you know what I'm talking about? If you know what a DH is, you know what I'm talking about. But anyway, that's all I got on that. I just wanted to touch real quick.
Yes, sir.
I was minding my business, and then all of a sudden I heard you say, Sierra at the Met Gala.
Oh, no. You used the Google machine?
Yeah, I had to go check it out. Yeah.
I went to, I follow her on Instagram, and I was like, good gracious.
Yes,
God,
indeed.
She is smoking. Look at that art, and oh, my goodness. But then I also slid over to my old head page, and I said, Halle Berry. Halle Berry.
Oh, you saw, was Halle Berry there too?
Yeah,
man,
she's tweeting a lot.
I had
now
on
too.
An outfit that was similar with smaller stripes, and the stripes was going in between the cleavage of her backside, and it was it was hitting the middle.
I was trying to tell
and
you, general.
She had the nerve to take pictures laying across the bed and bent over on a daggone something. I don't even know what she was bent over. It's just Halle Berry. I was tight.
Halle Berry, hallelujah.
You know what I'm talking about? That's all I got.
I was going to say, it's time to get him out of here.
Yep. Well, I thought you guys seem like you're having fun.
Yoshi on the Met Gala.
Yep.
All right. No. There we go.
See?
Yeah, how to get out. 215-592-9494. Brian in Maryland, you're on WIP. What's up, Brian?
Hey, Spike. I'm a huge fan of RTRS.
Thank you.
Here's my thing.
New Maury interview with Maury came out today. I don't know if you heard about it.
It did.
Maury finally comes out of his cave and talks.
Yes.
So here's my question. He's doubled down on Paul George, Maxey, and Embiid.
Yeah.
If this season goes badly, which I'm going to bet highly it will, highly just because of Embiid alone, he's got to go. No questions asked. I don't care about gets another nice player like Quentin Grimes, or we get –
Can I ask you something though, Brian? And
sure.
I don't disagree. Like, if it goes poorly, I think he probably gets fired. I think it's, you know, and he said on the pod, ultimately he's just judged by whether they win or lose. That's his job, and they're a team to win. But like, the not doing the Embiid George Maxey thing, and Maxey we'll put to the side because I don't think anybody wants to get rid of Maxey. What does that even look like? Like, especially if they don't get the pick. So let's say they don't get the pick.
Yeah, the pick matters.
Yeah, and let's say they don't get the pick, and Embiid, you might have to pay a pick to get off of. And Paul George, you're just getting, like, you're getting expirings and nothing. Like, what is the not double down on this? He's not doubling down. He's just staying there. I just don't know what the move is at this point, especially if you don't get the pick that you want him to make that will somehow make the fortunes of this year and next year better.
Well, this is my issue. Scrap Paul George too, put him to the side.
Okay.
If Embiid comes out and just hangs out at the three-point line, looks like he can't really go low anymore, looks like 50% of his MVP season, we're getting nothing for him.
But you're getting nothing for him now. There's no way you're getting anything for
him. Do you think the Bill Simmons mock trade could actually happen with L.A.?
No.
Or you think that's completely ridiculous?
No, I don't think they would do it. You think Lakers want to build around Luka. So you think the thing that they want to do to build around a guy who dominates the ball the entire time, drives and kicks to people, is to get a center who doesn't rim run, also stands in the way of where Luka wants to be and likes holding the ball himself. No, they're going to go get a bunch of shooter guys who can defend around Luka is what they're going to do. I don't think that's real. I appreciate the call, Brian. I do think Daryl will get fired if this year doesn't go well. Or I think it's certainly on the table. I just like, if they get the pick, if they get one or two, there is a world where you could say, okay, get off of Embiid, rebuild now, whatever. If they don't get the pick, it doesn't make any sense, I don't think. Like, I just don't – why are you paying picks to get off of a player if you're rebuilding? Just let him stick around and don't play him. I don't know. I don't know that he has any other option right now. If there was a problem, the problem was last summer that he decided to go in with Embiid now. It's not this summer, I don't think. You know. All right, 215-592-9494. Coming up next, Ike Reese will present to you
back.
The latest Truest Championship update. 215-592-9494. Are the Phils back?
I think you do like doing the
voice,
the whisper voice.
Oh, I like the bit.
Man, you got. I just don't like golf.
You do have a sultry voice.
Me?
Yeah. Getting nice and deep.
Yes.
Whoa, man.
Yes. Relax. All right, that is coming up next. Are the Phils back? Who are you cheering for, Knicks or Celtics, in a battle of what is worse? This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.
I'm Emma Greed, and I've spent the last 20 years building, running, and investing in some incredible businesses. The more success I've had, the more people started coming to me with questions. How do you start a business? How do you raise money? How do I bounce back from failure? On my new podcast, Aspire with Emma Greed, I'll be answering these questions and more through weekly conversations with the smartest minds out there. Listen to and follow Aspire with Emma Greed, an Odyssey podcast, available now, wherever you get your podcasts.